What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Believe You Me, the podcast hosted by Michael Bisbing and Louis J. Gomez over at gasdigitalnetwork.com. MMA podcast. I've been a fan of MMA as a sport since 2007. There's been over the more recent years, there's been a lot of different podcasts coming out featuring MMA, a lot of former fighters, current fighters mixed with comedians. Fighter and the Kid, probably the pioneer of that combination. Podcast that I listened to for a bit of time before tapping out. Just felt like their ads were the bulk of their show. And the perspective, it just wasn't the mix for me. Then I went to the UFC Unfiltered podcast with Matt Serra and Jim Norton, which hilarious comedian. And then Matt Serra is hilarious as a host, former fighter. That one was good as well, but that one just didn't stick either. Of course, Joe Rogan's, MMA commentary, the Fight Companion, which is very little actual Fight Companion, more of just conspiracy talk and just different conversations while fights are going on. But it wasn't until Believe You Me that I found the sweet spot. It was a Goldilocks situation. There were some too hot, some too cold. This one feels just right. Michael Bisbing is hilarious. Louis J. Gomez is hilarious. I first heard of Louis J. on probably Ari Shaffir's podcast, The Skeptic Tank, way back in the day. And then, of course, Legion of Skank and Skank Fest and all those things. Super hilarious stand-up comedian. And then Michael Bisbing was on the very first card I watched. It was Bisbing versus Sinisic and Gonzaga versus Crow Cop. So one of the very first fighters that I became a fan of when I first became a fan of MMA and UFC. So they have a really good rapport. They just I enjoy what they talk about. They're both kind of free. I also listen to Anik and Florian, which is a different kind of combination of MMA podcasts. It's a former fighter and the play-by-play guy, for MMA, for commentary during the live broadcast, which that one I enjoy too. Just more of a in-depth, informative kind of a thing. And then, of course, Ariel Helwani and the reporters and MMA Hour. There's a bunch of MMA podcasts I listen to. But as far as the comedian fighter combo, Believe You Me, I think is the prime. And shame on all the other podcasts for not even getting close to as good as this show is. Produced by Shannon Lee and Harrington. Just overall, it's a good show. They did radio before. They were on Sirius. I'd never listened to their show before, but they, right when I was looking to find a new podcast to listen to, new MMA, it was just after I stopped listening to MMA Unfiltered. I was looking for something new, and I want to say Lewis was on a podcast, some podcast that I listened to, and he mentioned that he started doing a podcast version of the show that, anybody could subscribe to. You don't have to have Sirius. So I subscribed to that, and just it's something I look forward to now every week. They do 1 to 2 episodes a week. I think now that Bisbing is retired, they've been trying to do 2 episodes a week. But it's just a lot of fun. It's fun to hear their, Bisbing talk about MMA. It's fun to hear them talk about anything, really. It's just they have a good rapport. They don't feel like they're, this kind of censored, edited, kind of vanilla show. It's very, especially from Legion of Skanks, which is a podcast that was just too offensive. I couldn't do it. But I understand the mentality of that. It's a show that I would have fucking loved. Maybe 10 years ago, I would have been all about it, but I think it just gotten too old, and it just hurts to hear people be so hateful, but it can be funny as well. But yeah, they take live callers, they take, people write in questions, all that kind of stuff. It's just a fun show. Believe You Me, You know, I don't know what else to say about it. I'm excited about Bisbing working with a former guest of the Inspired Disorder podcast, Adam Scorgi, who produces a lot of documentaries. He's producing, the Nick Diaz or Nate Diaz documentary. He's doing a Michael Bisbing documentary, Built for This, which I'm for sure looking forward to. It was awesome to see that Scorgi and Bisbing teamed up to do this documentary. It's really cool. And Bisbing, if you are or anybody at Gas Digital that happens to be watching this for whatever reason, because, you know, I'm talking about one of your podcasts, I'm on the West Coast. So if Bisbing needs an all-star producer, I can fill in those shoes. I have the producer feet. I'm also really good at art and Photoshop and all kinds of other stuff that I could help out with. So, you know, if you're looking to add to the team on the West Coast side, please hit me up. I'm in Palm Springs area, so I can easily get to, I don't mind driving 3 hours to go make this happen or just moving. Maybe I'll move to closer to where it is. But it would be a dream to go from watching Bisbing on the very first MMA card I've ever watched to producing a show for him or helping in any way. So I'll throw that out there. Which I've thrown out before in previous episodes, but I'm throwing it out again. But if you're looking for a MMA podcast, and they do video, they do audio, it's very similar to how the Inspired Disorder podcast was, where we had a video of Keith and I, and we even had video of our guests when you get guests on, which they have guests on sometimes. They usually just call in. But they have the kind of rapport that can overcome a Skype podcast conversation. Which you have to, it's a different delay. You have to, it's a completely different back and forth that you have when you have your host and your co-host over Skype than when you're in the same room. When you're in the same room, you could talk over each other more. There's a lot less interference and technical problems that you run into when you're in the same room. But when you're doing, trying to have a seamless conversation and back and forth with somebody over Skype, it's a little bit different, and I have a ton of experience doing that. Hundreds of episodes of podcasts in many ways. But yeah, go check out Gas Digital Network. They also have like a premium. If you pay a monthly, you get the commercial-free version, and you get the full catalog of shows, where on YouTube or on iTunes, you only get a select number. And there's a lot of other shows that are part of the Gas Digital Network. So if you're looking for new podcasts and you're into that kind of comedy of just really dark, but really good, like just there's people that aren't necessary. They're not doing, let's just say they're not doing a lot of college gigs. I would imagine Luis J. Gomez isn't doing an extensive college tour. Although he has a special that just came out too. Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez. I don't know if it's out, but should be out soon if it's not out already. But looking forward to that. I don't think I've ever seen him actually do stand-up, but he's hilarious on all the podcasts he is. And I enjoy his professionalism. It seems like, anyway, him and Bisbing. They're professional, and they want to fix issues. It's like the most comforting thing to see instead of a lot of podcasts that just make excuses for technical issues and make excuses for not learning or not fixing problems. These guys, I relate to their mentality of growth and getting better. So I'll throw that too. Throw that in the mix, mix it up with a little spoon, put it on a baking sheet, throw it in the oven, 350 degrees for about 15 minutes, take it out. It's perfect. Perfect baked podcast. But that's it for this episode. New episodes of my show come out daily. Subscribe on IGTV and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my original artwork. At Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!